Yes, 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 yes. The Cast Offs Podcast. Another episode. It's your boy Biz. We are here again on the table, starting from my left. No face, no case, aka Hello. Fuzzy Kiwi Media, aka right. Looky Smalls, the Lucurious B.I.G.
I like it. I like it.
Thanks. You like that, eh? Next to him is Omar, aka Oh My Goodness, Omarion. Goodness Namaste. Gracious me. Namaste. And we have Tess Delicious. Test this and I'll F you out. Don't test me. And we are here.
testing, 1, 2, 3.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Omar, welcome.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm not too bad.
It's been a while, looking fresh.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Loving the preppy look.
Thanks for having me.
Yeezy, Kanye, college dropout.
College dropout, university dropout, everything dropout. The internet has dropped out. That's the best place I like to be, in places where the internet drops out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, bros. It's good to see you. See you being well. And birthday soon as well. So in advance, yes. Might as well tell you that now, just in case I forget on the actual day. You know.
Yeah. 21 plus interest. A lot of interest.
Big up Rishi. Yeah.
You know how the inflation rate's gone up. That's how my age.
So what's been happening? We got you down because we thought, you know what, this man has chat. He's gonna give us a couple of things. We have a few things to touch on. Comedy, Will Smith, mental health, step parenting. What else am I forgetting now?
We've got our
social media,
you know, legacy, you know, our moments of clarity in life, mm-hmm. you know, the things that have made us make that certain decision to take certain directions in life.
Mm-hmm. Non-negotiables?
The non-negotiables.
Yeah.
The negotiables and the non-negotiables.
Oh, yes, yes.
And Mikel Arteta.
Yes, and also, I'm glad to finally have an Arsenal fan on the table.
Yeah.
God damn, we've been having West Ham over here.
Massive.
Big up Brighton, massive. By the way. You know, there's just one.
Go on, Brighton.
We're going to Brighton.
Hey, we need a clap for Brighton.
One of them.
We got gang business.
Gang business. So what are we going to touch on first? Should we start with let's start with Big Willie Style, isn't it?
Ooh, Big Willie.
Yeah,
Style.
It happened just after the last recording.
Slap of the century.
Yes, and I just thought you as a comedian and an actor. Let's get your take on it. Let's chat about it. Let's get Tess's take on it as well. But we would like to hear what you have to say first. Obviously, it's a slap that was heard around the world.
Yeah, listen, that slap was one of those slaps that have outweighed all the other slaps that I've ever witnessed in my life.
Slapalicious.
You know, and I'm Nigerian, so you know there have been a few slaps that I have witnessed in my life, much less my own slap. Did you get me? You know, but I was shocked. I was gobsmacked when I first saw that, you know, and then I had to take a step back and go, really, Will, you know, at the Oscars, you're slapping people at the Oscars? What's really going on?
He was slapping with chest as well.
He was slapping with chest. He had bass on that. Yeah. He took out all the treble, all the tops. Yeah. And that was just pure bass. And I thought to myself, what's really going on for you there? Because there must be underlining issues for a man on one of the biggest nights of his career.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to win the best Oscar award, you know, like, you know, that must have been something that he'd been dreaming of as a kid, you know, and for him to lose that sensible moment to get up and slap someone in front of millions of people, for me, something deeper's going on. And a lot of people want to say, oh, it's because of JD, wanted to defend Jada, and da-da-da-da-da. Yes, I'm all, listen, trust me, if you know me, you know what I'm saying, you cannot say nothing to my missus. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, because you know you'll be getting more than slaps. But the thing is, there's a time and a place
absolutely
to approach someone. Yeah. And he could have used his platform much, much better. Mm-hmm. You know, he could have, on his acceptance speech, torn Chris Rock a new one. Mm-hmm. On his acceptance speech. Yeah. If you want to take it to the streets, you just sit there and you wait till they say cut. And they go to break mm-hmm. and you approach him in the cut. Mm-hmm. You know, or you go to his changing room mm-hmm. and you approach him. Mm-hmm. For me, that was not a good look for
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's look at the fallout
yeah.
through that. Most of his shows are being cancelled, you know. And I feel it for him emotionally because what is he going through right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Irrespective, you're a box office actor, you're a multimillionaire, mm-hmm. you're a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on for you right now? Yeah. That makes you want to get up and slap someone in public like that. And for me, I think it's been bubbling
yeah.
for a while.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Way past this red mm-hmm. table thing with August and all that stuff. There's just been underlying this. Because remember, Will Smith has always been looked at as that.
Will Smith doesn't swear.
Do you know what I mean? He don't curse on gets jiggy with it. I'm a safe pair yeah, of hands.
Going to Miami.
But are you though, Will?
Yeah, from West are Philly.
You, yeah. get me. You got into one little fight already.
Yeah.
So you've got four.
Then you were a teenager. And now you're a good ass man.
You've got four, yeah, Will. Yeah. Do you know? So let's look at Will as this.
He wanted to boom, boom, shake, shake the room, didn't it?
I don't think Will's as soft as everyone thinks
mm.
Will is.
Definitely not. Yeah? Yeah.
But he had to live up to that, you know, that thing that he built up for himself.
Yeah.
He's Will Smith.
Yeah.
You know, even in his own show, he wasn't cast as a character.
Mm-hmm.
You're Will.
Mm.
So, and you're the Fresh Prince
yeah.
of Bel-Air. So it's always been about you
mm-hmm.
as a person.
Yeah.
And that can be a lot for a guy. When, especially when you know deep down inside.
That's not you.
There are demons.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can relate to that. You know, I can relate to having society and other people give you a perception.
Yeah.
And then deep down inside going, to live up to that.
Yeah, the pressure.
I know there were yeah. demons. Mm. You know, I had a director, Sasha. Oh God, she's a great, great director. And she said to me that you're like a, and I took this in the most respectful way. She's mm. like, you're like a dog that can't be let free, because if you're let free, you'll run off.
Just go loose.
Yeah, you'll go loose mm. and we'll spend all night calling you. Yeah. You can't be put on a short leash
mm-hmm.
yeah, because you'll turn around and bite our hand off. So you need to be put on one of those leads that give you the perception
mm-hmm.
that you can run away.
Yeah, but he ain't going nowhere.
And pull you back. You know? So, you know, I can relate to that certain times to people putting a lot on you
mm-hmm.
and being trying to perform to that standard.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty of it for me is I have outlets. I have certain people in my life that I can call up and go, right, my head
mm-hmm.
is not right at the moment. And I'll spiel out and everything, mm-hmm. right, you idiot, look at it this way,
mm-hmm.
look at it this way, look at it this way. And I'm thankful for that. And I believe that
he hasn't got it.
He hadn't got his outlet,
yeah.
You know, to what was going on
mm-hmm.
in his life,
mm-hmm.
and that Chris Rock joke was just the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, coming from a point of view where I've had issues with behavior and trying to behave in the right way,
yeah.
and not a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
You need that outlet, yeah, because because if it just bubbles up in an instant,
yeah,
it can all go wrong.
Yeah, the red mist,
it will come over. If you haven't got that, you know, even on the night, there was so much that was probably going on for him. You know, as a fellow thespian, I can only wish that I get to the higher echelons of receiving an Oscar for Best Actor. Mm-hmm. So that pressure enough just to receive an Oscar, let alone everything else that's going on, what people are going to say, what people are going to think, you know, and all the other stuff that's going on for him. It's a lot.
So we can agree that it wasn't about Chris Rock necessarily. It was just that was the tipping point.
I believe that was the conduit. I would never have slapped him in public for the purposes of the tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I know me. You know, if someone had disrespect my missus, I'm going to approach a guy.
Okay, which kind of leads to. We spoke about this already.
Not on telly, do you know, yeah,
did that joke warrant the slap anyways?
Irrespective of whether it was a joke, a passing comment, a statement, he felt that it was close to the bone.
But he laughed at it. They both laughed at it.
Until he looked at the footage is subjective.
Yeah.
You know, people laughing at a joke, you know, because I've been in situations where people, I've been in an argument with someone and they've said something and it's not registered straight away.
Yeah.
And then 2 minutes later, I'm like, hold on a minute, what did you just say?
I get that. But the thing is, you mentioned about subjective, and obviously we've all seen the video. Most people say that they both laughed and she stopped laughing and looked at him. I still don't see that part. I see her laughing and stop laughing, but she's still looking straight.
Right.
No, maybe
so she kind of rolls her eyes a bit, doesn't she?
Yes,
she rolls her eyes, like to say.
But then again, it's like, I'm going to go back to the joke again.
Yeah.
I didn't think the joke was that. It was a joke. It wasn't the best joke in the world. But being compared to G.I. Jane, I don't know if you've seen the movie. I've seen the movie. I'm a big fan of Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Demi Moore's hot in that video.
Yeah.
On the film.
For sure.
Right?
Sure.
So it wasn't like if he said something
independent,
about
strong.
Yeah, exactly.
Woman,
I'll get it if it was like he was making references to Gollum.
Nice piece.
If we go with the alopecia thing, right, and they say it's alopecia, like it's Gollum looking, isn't it? I'll get that. Even still a joke, but I'll get that. I'll get the way to be. But it's G.I. Jane. All right, it's I know the world's getting too sensitive, but I just didn't think. I know that it wasn't about that joke.
No.
But then I've got receipts. There's receipts of Will Smith doing similar jokes.
Yeah.
Right. Against bald-headed people.
Yeah.
Against gay people.
Yeah. Which brings me back.
It's on videos on YouTube.
Which brings me back
to it. It was about a joke.
Which brings me back to my first statement of saying there's an underlying issue going on here.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
If you, as Will Smith, award-winning actor, multimillionaire, family guy, can lose it, there's something going on.
And also for the record as well, for the kids, first ever Grammy Award for hip-hop or rap. It's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Fresh Prince. 1988.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of people that have won the highest honor in music, which is the Grammys, and the highest honor in Oscars, which is the Oscar movies, right? Basically, and it's a shame because, and we've spoken about this, like that just kind of overshadowed everything.
Absolutely,
it's such a shame.
Absolutely, you know, and I feel it for the guy. You know, I really do. You know, coming back and in the cold light of the day and when the dust settles, and you're at home.
That'll never be forgotten either. That's what it's going to be known for now, isn't it? That's slap.
Right. That's right. Rewinding the whole event in your head, going, why did I get out of my chair? What was going on for me?
But again, to counter that, right, and I get that, because obviously red mist, things can happen in an instant and you regret it straight away. And like I said to you, I've unfollowed him. I'm a big fan of Will. See where he's come up, blah, 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 blah. I've probably watched all episodes of Freshmen's of Bel-Air three times over.
Twice.
It's insane. But the bit is, we can all have that red mist, and then a few seconds, a few minutes later, oh, shit, what did I just do, blah, blah, blah. He's had time. Because then he had to do his acceptance speech.
Yeah.
You've slapped the man in public. That should have been the time to publicly apologise if you've just, what have I just done?
Yeah.
He didn't do that.
Yeah.
And that's the bit I am actually angry and disappointed. You still had on that same stage, same platform to do that, and he didn't do that. Yeah. I mean,
He might have been in shock himself.
He's trying to justify it, but rambling about King Richard and protecting the family and all that. Blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, you didn't put an Instagram apology the next day. Obviously, you've gone back and spoken to your PR people. That's the bit I find insincere. Mm-hmm. He's had time. If you look at the timeline from when the slap happened until his acceptance speech, I can't even say that bit. It's killing me. That was a good while there.
He's probably, I reckon, my opinion is he's probably not sorry for doing it. He's sorry for what the aftermath is and what people are going to think of him.
Yeah.
Like.
And my man went to the Vanity Fair after party.
I don't know. I think.
Rapping Will Smith and Fresh Prince stuff with his Oscar in his hand the same night.
Yeah. I think he is sorry for doing it.
For the actual slap.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure either. And this is my point, Tess. It's like he could have said it.
Mm.
Doing the speech at the same platform.
Well, if he's not sorry for doing it, then Will Smith more gangster than I thought.
Dude, he dropped an Instagram post the next day. It's what I'm saying.
That would be down to his PR. Yeah, like
exactly. Trying to basically problem manage the crisis management. And the thing is, if you're going to slap someone from the heart with chest, then apologize from the heart with chest.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. Because we all make mistakes. We all do. And I just think he had the opportunity to do it. He had that same platform, same night. Thing is, dude, I'm sorry. I just so out of turn off me.
Still been reeling though in the whole emotion.
Yeah, but he's not. But the speech was justified. I'm protecting your family, your love will make you do crazy things. Dude,
well, I'm trying to look at this from a human level.
Yeah,
do you know.
But I am looking at it from a human level. It's like if I've messed up straight away, I'm gonna do everything I can in that same moment to make sure I make up for it.
Yeah.
And that's a human level.
Yeah. Well, I can only speak from my point of view and as a human level, and I know there's been certain times where I've effed up, but I've used every excuse under the sun to deflect that.
Yeah,
you know, even in the apology,
mm-hmm.
you know, thinking that you know the apology is sincere, but knowing that it isn't. But you know, I've messed up.
Yeah, you got to apologize.
I've got to apologize, but I'm apologizing. I'm apologizing, but if it wasn't for this, and if it wasn't for that, and love makes you do crazy things. Hell no. Do you know what I'm saying? Just love makes you do crazy things, but that's not what we're talking about right now, Will. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're talking about you've made an action, that you can't really go into depth about. So that's why I think that acceptance speech was, Denzel Washington said, at your highest time, the devil will come and get you.
Scriptures, yeah.
Well, do you know what I'm saying? You should have been looking out for that devil. You know what I mean? Yeah? Because you didn't listen to a word Denzel told you.
Yeah? It's true.
He was talking about, the devil's going to come and get you now.
Yeah.
Look out for the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, whatever, Denzel. And like Denzel's like, nah, I've been here, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? I got this.
I'm West Philadelphia, born and raised.
You know what I'm saying? I got this. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And then the devil came. Do you know what I mean? And he allowed an obscure joke, which he could have just gone, all right, cool. I'm gonna get you back for that one.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
but the devil was on him. That's what I believe.
It was boiling point when he just snapped.
Bro, and plus you've got like, from where he was sitting up till the stage, you still got, you know, at least like 15 seconds to get this. So I'm thinking, what's going through this bro's head?
It's nuts.
He just saw red, didn't he?
Yeah.
Shall I slap him? Do I slap him? Do I not slap him? Do I put my arm around him? That weren't cool, Chris.
No, Chris thought he was. I reckon he thought he was going in for a hug.
Yeah, or to say something to his ears, isn't it?
I thought he was going in and going, Chris, that weren't cool, man. Mm-hmm.
Do you know exactly. What I mean?
And then walk off.
I thought it was fake when I first watched it. I thought it was like a spoof thing. Like, because the way when you saw it from the camera angle, it looked like he hadn't actually made contact.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a joke for like the first day, and then I realised it was.
Yeah,
it was real.
Do you know what I mean? And all that keep my wife's name out your effing mouth.
Yeah.
That was
a bit. Oh, man. Will Smith's war. That fucking hell.
Is Will Smith about to face off with Tyson Fury or something? You know what I mean? Because like, I thought Will Smith was going into the MMA world. Like,
mate.
Him and Conor McGregor were going to square up. Do you know what I'm saying? You'll do nothing. You'll do nothing.
I mean, big up Chris Rock though, because he handled that professionally.
Because yeah, Chris Rock is like, my brothers are going to get you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's on site.
On site. Yeah, like,
on site.
I feel sorry for Will when he sees the Rock brothers.
Yeah, it's a lot of them. Yeah. It's a lot of them. And
it's more shocked than anything.
I know, because, like, I think I might be wrong. I think 90% of men would have just literally. I know I would have.
Yeah. And do you know what it is? It just takes away from the whole shine of the achievement of a black actor.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. You know, he's the fifth black actor.
The last one was Denzel, isn't it? Training
Day. Last one was Denzel, do you know what I'm saying? So we go back to Sidney Poitier. Yeah, then we go Denzel.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, then we've got...
That tells you everything.
Exactly. Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, yeah.
Jamie Foxx, Will Smith, and Samuel Jackson.
Oh, he won an honorary award, didn't he? Yeah. Because he never won an award.
Yeah.
But he took away all of that. He took away from Questlove thingy for Sum of Soul.
All of that.
And I said to Luke, I said, do you remember who the best actress is?
Exactly.
Nobody knows.
Best film, you know. It's all of that.
Best makeup. You know? Nobody ever remembers that, but that's the point I'm trying to
Best
short.
And that can be inspirational to up and coming, you know, not only black actors, but actors to want to follow in Will's footsteps. Mm-hmm. So, you know, by that very action, it's taken away a lot of positivity.
Yeah.
You know, and look, it hasn't done him any favours because he's been cancelled.
Yeah, movie wise, yeah.
Like, you know,
bad things have been pulled.
Things have gone through the roof for him, and it's done him, you know, any good.
Chris Rock's selling out his shows. All these shows.
Chris Rock's there. I think the only winner from this would be the Academy.
Yeah, because more eyes, isn't it? Because the view rate has been going down.
People are like, next year.
And yeah, can't wait. We're getting knocked out.
Next year.
Right, so, again, because I still want to keep to this point and use. Others as references. You remember that I think it was the 2020 or 2021 Golden Globes.
Right, yeah.
Ricky Gervais, who went nuts. Have you seen it?
I saw some of it.
Oh, you didn't see it? Oh, my God.
On YouTube, yeah.
You seen it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he had.
It was the funniest nutty thing ever. He went. Mate, he went out after what? Was it Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
What's the classic film director? Goodfellas. Martin Scorsese. But they all took it. Maybe because of New York, isn't it? What are you going to say? Your mama. What are you going to say?
Exactly.
They took it in.
And he went in.
Popped everyone. He went.
Practically calling people. He's calling them out and going,
yeah.
Right, I know you're a pedophile. I know you've invited women up to the casting couch, you know, and got proper going in, you know, and there were a lot of red faces.
Yeah, but it's roasting. That's what it's called, roasting.
Did he get the backlash for that, though?
Nothing.
At the time, nothing.
No, because people knew what it was. It's roasting. This is what I'm saying. Yeah. It's
Compass.
Will Smith wasn't even the only one of the Oscars that got ripped, because he was actually ripped already before the Chris Rock big by the three, because Chris Rock's only there to present an award.
Right.
They had three female hostesses,
right.
Which
that's
was
right.
a big
that's
thing, right?
Right.
And they ripped it. They ripped everybody,
yeah.
Javier Bardem and his missus.
Yeah.
It's just like, it just took it so.
It took it. Which makes me, it keeps coming back to this.
It was more than the joke.
It was way more.
Man. Find out in August.
Did you get
that?
August Alsina.
Oh, my August Alsina. And talk about it. Find out in August.
We'll find out the full story in August. That's peak.
I didn't drop with that,
you went there. Yeah, so that's what makes it
gang business.
That's right. Which makes me say there must have been a much more underlying issue.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't matter whether you're a multimillionaire, high award winning actor, we all suffer from these things.
Yeah. You know, we're going to come into mental health in a second, which is related to that.
Yeah.
I still want to keep in the comedy side of it.
Yeah, 100%.
Because, like I said,
which you're doing so well with at the moment. Congratulations on the funny business and the new venue, the Marriott. Yeah, at the Marriott.
April 22nd vlog.
Found a spot next to her sister. Damn, I really missed her. Little Biggie reference there.
it's looking, like I said, comedians roast themselves and they literally prank themselves first before they do anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why I just said, I mean, even some of my closest mates who are males, oh, he shouldn't have done that, she's got alopecia. I said, no, it's got nothing to do with that. Probably Chris Rock even bloody know she had it. I didn't know. Did you?
No.
Did you? Because she's always with cropped hair anyway. Exactly. And she looks hot for it.
You know? Get me. She does
she
look
was
hot.
She does look hot. So but it's like
my wife knows that. You know,
she's well,
hot as well, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it was more like, so I look from that side of it. I said comedians rip themselves first before anything else. So it wasn't even that. I think we've kind of established that it wasn't about that joke. It's something more underlying than that.
Yeah.
But now, you're a comedian. From a comedian standpoint, when now you go on stage, do you now have to take a bodyguard with you? Because I think,
man,
I personally think,
you know what?
Because it's been happening already. Before this whole Will Smith thing,
yeah,
in local clubs around the world already, crowds have been trying it when they've gone to a comedy show and somebody says something, they literally stepped up to the comedian.
Yeah.
And I just think now with Will Smith, kind of obviously on a grander platform, Will Smith is A-list. It's like, does that now give people an excuse to say, you know what, I'm going to bat you because I'm at this comedy show. I don't like what you said. Because do we have that basically booking security just to take you on stage and you standing there, bro?
Certain. I know some good MMA gyms that these comedians can go to. I'm an ex-Thai boxer myself, so, if you want to come up and slap me, man, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll just sign my disclaimer from there.
Because we've seen a lot of things on social media as well. Like I said, people defending him, the reason, blah, 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 which I think is BS. Sorry, guys, but that's what I think. Is... If you haven't got the belly for it, don't go to a comedy show. Don't be around comedians.
What I'd say is if a comedian hasn't been approached in that manner,
mm-hmm.
maybe you need to look at your jokes. Jeremy. You know what I mean? Yeah, because by the very nature of it, you're gonna touch a nerve. Mm. I've been in comedy shows where
hey.
At one of your shows I got ripped.
Exactly.
I've got seven kids. And she was like all different dads.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, Kane Brown is coming to your show. Yeah.
Kane Brown ripped me at my own show. I'm paying him. Yeah. Dude, killed me.
Kane Brown is coming to your show. I'm sitting at the back. I'm going to be wearing all black and you know I'm colourful. You know I'm a peacock. I'm going to sit in the back, and not say nothing. Because I don't want to be on Kane Brown's radar.
It's nothing wrong with it. Roast has come out from that.
Yeah. It's banter, isn't it?
It's banter. Like, most comedians are smart enough to know what lines not to cross.
Yeah.
I must say they're not. They are there, but I never hear comedians say anything about obviously something as terminal as cancer.
Yeah,
it's what I'm saying. It's like let's assume Chris Rock knew about alopecia. I don't think he did. You make a joke about hair regards. It wasn't even about alopecia. And so what? It's not gonna kill you.
That's
what I'm saying. But it's like comedians are now thinking, you know what? It's not fun anymore.
Do you know what?
The woke culture, the cancel culture, blah, blah, blah. It's
for me,
people are too sensitive, man.
Take it there. Do not allow that one incident, because those incidents are going on all over the world at the moment. There's probably a comedian right now that's getting slapped. But it's only because it's Chris Rock.
You heard about T.I. a couple of days ago.
There we go. It's only because of these.
T.I. turns now dabbling in stand-up comedy. He's gone to his local comedy thingy, and literally he and the compere were going back and forth because he was an open mic, he's grabbing mic, blah, blah, blah. And literally, he threatened to go on stage and smack the shit out.
I've been backstage with comedians where all the comedians are kicking off.
What, between each other?
Between each other. What are you roasting each other? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking, it's getting physical in the green room. Oh, man. Yeah. You stole my joke. Oh, no, that was my joke. Oh, do you know what I mean? Shit. Yeah, what do you mean? He said, so I skip, bro. These things happen. It's just that, for me, do you know what I mean? The slap thing again. We'll keep going back to the slap. Yes, do you know, the slap. I'm just looking at the underlining issues that are going on for this guy. You know, I don't condone violence, but there are certain times when, do you know what I mean, for the purposes of the tape.
Will, you fucked up. So
you did, Will. You did. What I'll suggest from now, Will, is if you haven't done it already or doing it, is seek help.
Really, because I'm actually going to go into that lane now, is... Do we agree on this table, not the red table? It's a mental issue there, and he needs to sort that out.
100%. That's what I think.
Yeah. Do we also? That's we all agreed on that. Yeah. So again, so do we think? It's different. Do we think? Because everyone keeps blaming Jada. Do we think from outside looking in that Jada's good for his health?
No.
I think.
Speak freely.
No. Gotta be honest. She's horrible.
They've had a really, like, there's some messed up stuff behind the scenes with their whole marriage and the whole
family
thing and the whole you can't, you know, their whole, like, she had that relationship and apparently he condoned it and I don't know. It's quite.
I mean, apparently in his book as well, in Will's new book, he's mentioned how he had a complex issue when it came to Tupac. He felt like he could never live up to that.
Have you seen the interview?
Which one?
When he's asked, you know, did you ever get a, you know, would you ever?
Or it, the one on the breakfast.
On
thing.
The breakfast.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, fuck yeah,
yeah."
I had a complex with regards to Tupac. So clearly, you know,
there's a lot of issues behind closed doors.
Do you know what I mean? 100%. You know, and then when you're jumping out of airplanes and all that, do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, and if you really kind of read between the lines, you know. This stuff has to help you with your mental health.
Yeah.
Do I believe that his wife is good for him? Only he can make that decision because she's not my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If she was my missus, we wouldn't be together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After all that red table stuff and entanglements with
that's bad.
And, do you know what I mean? Irrespective, I don't care how open and free that stuff. Really,
it's damaging.
You can see his face.
You know, and like, you know, you're trying to convince yourself that it's okay and it's cool. But it's not cool, mate. I can see it. It's not cool.
I mean, there was a thing that went round just after the slap, which apparently a letter by a young Willow to Det Tupac.
You know?
Did you see it? I'm going to find it. You haven't seen it. So I don't know exactly the year, but obviously Google tell me, but I saw the letter. It was about, writing that Tupac's already dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think Willie was actually born when Tupac died. So it said, me and my mom miss you, blah, 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 blah. It's weird.
Man, like, okay, I know, like, I'm all for, you know, freedom of having your pals and being in relationship and having pals, but come on, man, do you know what I mean? Where's the respect for your man?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's, dear Tupac, I know you are alive someplace, so he's already dead. This is from a young Willow. I think that my mommy really misses you. Can you please come back? Can you come back so mommy and me can be happy? I wish you were here. I really do love Willow.
Where's daddy in this really? Hole?
That's crazy.
If that is a genuine, letter, then again, this is all part and part. That will play with anyone's nut. Do you know? Like, you know,
that's come nuts. Back,
you know, I wish you and daddy could have got on together. Do you know what I mean? You know, like my mum says that you and daddy were very similar.
Yeah.
You would have got on.
And as you know, you guys.
Happy. Yeah. Bloody, bloody, blah.
It's weird. It's
and
weird.
As you guys as parents know, kids are impressionable. What has she said to her for a young Willow to write that?
Exactly. And clearly, Will wasn't involved in those conversations.
No.
Yeah.
Mummy and I really miss you.
Mummy and I really miss you.
Like, I wouldn't personally talk about that kind of stuff with my child, especially if I'm not with that person.
I mean, you can see the handwriting. It's just a very young handwriting.
Yeah, that's like a seven-year-old's handwriting.
You can see the impact that, you know, it had. Okay, I understand losing a loved one, a friend, is detrimental to anyone, you know, but making someone feel that they're not as important as that person is not right.
I think there's I think there's probably so much that's gone on and going on behind closed doors.
And this is happening. This isn't just exclusive to Will and Jada's relationship. You know, there's a lot of, I don't know, maybe I'm going to sound conventional, controversial. There's a lot of relationships that are going on like that that aren't conventional.
Yeah.
You know, and people are just fooling themselves.
Yeah.
You know, it's all right, baby. Yeah, you can have as many male friends as you want, and it's an open relationship. And no, man, where's the respect between, we're together, you're my missus, I'm your man, there's supposed to be that hierarchy there. It's me and you. All I need in this world, my friend, you're my girlfriend. Yeah.
Funny enough, Tupac said
I feel
that.
Like, though, he might... I feel like, though, he might have just agreed to that because he didn't want to lose her and he knew that, you know, she... That's what route she wanted to go down. He wanted to still keep hold of her, still have the marriage, but he's messed him up now.
But these are the consequences. That's what I mean, You know, and you need to love yourself before you can love anyone else.
Yeah,
you need to be strong. There's no way, you know, that someone should stay in a relationship and take all that type of turmoil for the sake of just being with someone. I think that's really sad, you know. And and especially if that person knows the effect. Because come on, Jada knows like how Will Smith feels about.
Yeah, of course.
And it's just for.
And he thinks he keeps praying on that
and to sit down, or you know, and let's not concentrate just on Jada and Will because there's relationships out there that are like that.
Similar,
whether it's a female or whether it's a male, for you to sit down and go, listen, hun, there may be certain insecurities that I'm picking up on, but you've got nothing to worry about. It's me and you all the way. Yes, I do have strong feelings for this person. We've been down together. We grew up together since the age of 3, 4, or 5. But it's all about you.
Yeah.
You know, and just convincing someone and letting that person know that they're involved and they're part of.
Yeah.
You know, I believe is a major part. You know, I'd want that for myself, you know, and hopefully I do that for my partner, letting her know that, you know, she's number one. And yeah, of course, because I've got friends that I've grown up with that I'm really close, and there are certain times where it's like, well, you're out with your pals again. But I'm like, known them since from day one.
Yeah.
But it's all about you. I love you. I'll always love you.
Yeah.
And yada yada yada. Just keeping, just letting somebody
just the
know.
Respect.
The respect.
I don't think Will's ever got that from Jada.
It's debatable from the outside. Yeah,
looking in. Yeah.
So I could, you know, we can't say it because I'm not there. I haven't got a camera in the house. But just from the outside looking in, we can all make our opinions. But what I'm trying to say is if you are in a relationship that does appear to you like that, I believe that, you know, your partner should be able to make you feel safe. Irrespective in a relationship, you need to feel safe, you need to feel wanted, you need to feel appreciated. And that's the basis of a great relationship. Me and my missus, we argue all the time, but she makes me feel safe, wanted and appreciated.
That's all you can ask for, really, isn't it?
I mean, everything else,
it's working it,
And I hope that I make her feel that way too.
Yeah,
and I fall short every day.
But all
I can try and be is a better person today than I was yesterday.
Yeah,
you know, and that's my focus in life now. Yeah, with everything else, just trying to be a better person today than I was yesterday.
Brilliant. We're gonna get Omar back again. We just have a little quick break. This is literally shout out some. Bill Payne, so big up Vault Nightclub, our landlord for our studio, Vault Nightclub, Bournemouth, VAULT, Bournemouth, find it on the social media. Almost finally on Instagram. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Goodness. _Omar. OMAR. And we're having a quick break and chat soon.